بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم أما بعد وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبي بكر وهو يلعن بعض رفيقه فالتفت إليه وقال لعانين وصديقين كلا ورب الكعبة فعتق أبو بكر رضي الله عنه يومئذ بعض رفيقه قال ثم جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لا أعود. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day passed by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and on that occasion Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was shouting, cursing some of his slaves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner said to him, La'aneen wa siddiqeen. You are cursing, and you also a Siddiq. Kalla wa Rabbi al-Kaaba. This can never happen by the Qasam of the Rabb, of the Lord of the Kaaba Sharif. There's so many things we learn from this hadith. Allah give us understanding, wisdom. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever is given wisdom has been given a lot of good. We must make dua for wisdom. Allah must give us wisdom. How to speak, how to conduct. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have addressed him in so many different ways. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used this approach. La'aneen wa siddiqeen. How beautiful also. On one side, you are cursing. On the other side, you are also from the siddiqeen. It can't happen that a person is from both. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu understood the ishara. He understood the indication, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have to shout him. So each person has a different approach. Some people, they understand very, very well. Like a person says to his son, one is he can shout him, beat him up. And the other is he can call him and say, that you know what, you my beloved son, I love you so much, and I know you love me. But then why are you doing this that disgraces you, disgraces me, dishonors you, dishonors me, brings disgrace to the home? So it's an emotional approach. And it works sometimes, it works very well. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La'aneen wa siddiqeen. Kalla wa Rabbi al-Kaaba. But the qasam of the Rabb of the Kaaba, this can't happen. It will never happen that you are cursing and you're also from the siddiq. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, immediately he freed some of his slaves. And then he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, La a'ud, I won't do it again. Allahu Akbar. What a great person. But still no pride. See, Allah Pak must give us tawfiq that we don't have pride. Sometimes in a bayan something he said, I remember, Allah forgive this person passed away. I just made an announcement in the front. I said, brothers, park your cars properly. Not in this masjid, somewhere else. I said, brothers, park your cars properly. The man came, he said, Maulana, I'm not coming back to this masjid. I'm not coming back to this masjid. Who complained about me? So Allah Pak give us tawfiq that we can accept our wrongs. And then he went back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, La a'ud. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I won't do it again. I won't do it again. Allah give us tawfiq and we make tawbah also. And we say to Allah Ta'ala, La a'ud, oh Allah, I'm not going to do it again. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Also, just remember Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi mentioned that women have this habit of cursing the children. While we're on the topic of cursing, and he said sometimes a mother gets fed up and she curses the child that you'll never be successful in life or something like that. So he said if it's the time of acceptance of du'as, that du'a will be accepted, it will hit its target, and then the rest of the life of the child will be spoiled and the mother will be sitting and crying. So we should control our tongues, even as fathers too. Fathers' du'a goes straight to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. At that time, make good du'a for them. May Allah make you pious. May Allah Ta'ala grant you taqwa. Rather, when the person is angry, make a good du'a, because that child can change. As the Mufti Sahab was explaining, that in Cape Town, one child was troubling his mother so much that she actually felt like he must die. Something must happen, he must get shot, he must die. Something must happen and he must just be taken away. But when the Jamaat made effort on him, he changed his life. He went to study in Newcastle. He became an alim. Now she's praising that child. So the future of the child, we don't know what is the future. Rather make dua for them. Allah Ta'ala give us.